Mont Carlo.
Mont Carlo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not much of a town.
No, and none of them are. None They're all just three, four little houses, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe a few foundations where people used to live.
Right. I think we just about got it here. One of the other things I think of is, what do you say when... Well, I got one more question after this. What are things you say to people when they're about to leave?
Well, just wish them good luck and come back again. And
I have to ask you one more question.
Okay.
About the penitents or penitents. What are those?
Penitentes.
Yeah, if you could tell me that story a little bit about what you feel like.
Well, at one time, and this has been quite a few years back, there was these older folks, these older men, and they, their wives would prepare food enough for 3-4 days for them.
Mm-hmm.
And just before Lent would start,
mm-hmm.
then they would disappear. And they'd have these little canyons, and they'd have these little kind of shacks
mm-hmm.
where they used to stay. And through the whole three holy the 3 days, the holy days before Easter, they would literally beat themselves. They would take these branches and they would just beat themselves raw. I mean, they were just... And then finally, they did that for years and years and years, but nobody was... An outsider was not allowed to go in to watch them, because this was a very, very sacred thing. But one day this one man actually beat himself till he just fell over dead. And then they finally had to bring the police in, and they had to actually put a stop to it.
How long ago was that that they put a stop to it?
Oh, I'd say it's been about... 35 years, 40 years.
Right. And this was supposed to be like the suffering of...
Yeah, they said our Lord suffered through all of these 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their suffering because of our Lord had suffered.
Right.